Hi, Pam.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question about ocular herpes zoster, shingles.
Ow.
And it's my husband who has post-herpetic neuralgia from that. And he has some pain kind of around the eye and up on his forehead. It's the temple is where the shingles started. And he has some light sensitivity. And the doctor, he is having trouble sleeping because when he lies down, the pain, you know, it's kind of throbbing. It keeps him awake. So the ophthalmologist prescribed gabapentin. So he's been taking that, and that does help him sleep, definitely. But, you know, I know there's, so far he doesn't appear that he's had any side effects from that. But wondering if there's anything better or else. He was on the antiviral medication.
Acyclovir.
And for 20 days. And just wondering if...
Let me get to some things that have been shown to help a lot of people with shingles and to get rid of the shingles quicker. For one, just good old vitamin B12, but by injection. It doesn't work too good when you swallow it. And vitamin B12 shots, a series of those frequently will really accelerate recovery from herpes. Now, before our public servants made it unavailable, there's a molecule that belongs in everyone's body called AMP for adenosine monophosphate. And if we put that B12 together with adenosine monophosphate in shots and gave that to people, wow, they would zoom right out of herpes zoster. But they made it unavailable because they're protecting the public safety or something, even though it's made in every cell in every person's body. So you can get now in the health food stores capsules of adenosine monophosphate, even though you can't get the shots. They're always called AMP. And since they belong in the body, I've never heard of anybody getting hurt with them. So one can take the B12 shots. The shots are more effective in the AMP. One can take a couple capsules at a time, 3 times a day. And that helps people pull out of herpes zoster a lot quicker than anything I've seen, ma'am.
Okay, so he's, you know, it's the post-herpetic neuralgia that's affecting him.
That's the point, ma'am.
And so, it gets and after the AMP those and the B12 injections will both help with the neuralgia?
Yes, and while we're at it, ma'am, there's a couple of other things that have been researched. One of them, rubbing in peppermint oil, but I sure wouldn't get the stuff into my eyes. That's a little rough. And the other one is rubbing in capsaicin, and capsaicin would be a little rough in my eye,
but
too.
But on the face?
On the face, that'd be fine.
I've read about that, but I just thought on the face it might not feel that good.
Well, it doesn't feel that bad unless you get into your eye, and then it's awful. Somebody told me that, and I believe them.
So on the pimple, it would be okay to rub that on?
Yes, ma'am, it would. But if you can get that AMP at your natural food store, Talma Dispensary, Compounding Pharmacy, get that. And remember, that belongs in every cell in the body.
Is there a certain milligram that you should look for?
If I had post-herpetic problems, I'd be going for at least 1,000 milligrams a couple times a day, ma'am. It's safe.
Okay.
And the B12 does work better in shots. You're welcome.